For the first time since 1928, a U.S. president is in Cuba. President Obama arrived on the island nation yesterday as part of an effort to thaw decades of icy relations between the two countries. The president spoke to staff yesterday at the newly reopened U.S. Embassy in Havana.
This is a historic visit, and it's a historic opportunity to engage directly with the Cuban people and to forge new agreements and commercial deals to build new ties between our two peoples.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, who's with the president on the trip, spoke with us before he left and said he hopes the visit will help push Congress to lift the nearly 60-year-old embargo on Cuba.
My hope is this visit will cement the change in our Cuba policy so that no future president can bring us backwards. President Obama will be the first president since Calvin Coolidge to step foot on the island, and I give him enormous credit for ending what I think has been a disastrous, counterproductive policy that we have pursued for over 50 years. So I'm hoping that this is the end of the Cold War and the beginning of a new policy of engagement.
In terms of engagement, I know you've said you hope that such visits will strengthen ties between Massachusetts and Cuba. In what ways?
Well, look, the collaborations are endless, from academic exchanges and cultural exchanges to business exchanges. In addition to the president visiting Cuba, Congress still needs to act. Congress, unfortunately, codified the embargo and the travel restrictions, and so we have to affirmatively vote to change that. And my hope is that this trip will add some pressure on Congress to do that.
Do you think the congressional will exists right now to actually lift the embargo?
I think we're very close, if not already there. The majority of the American people believe we should lift the embargo. The majority of Cuban Americans even believe we should lift the embargo. But there's a handful of people here who are nostalgic for the Cold War, who don't want to move on, who are incapable of moving on. And my view is that the United States Congress should be a place where important issues are debated and voted on, and the majority rules.
Let me come back for just a couple of questions to the new possible ties between Massachusetts and Cuba. Is Cuba ready to do business with firms in Massachusetts? And in what industries or sectors do you see the most immediate opportunities?
There's potential for doing business in the area of biotech and medical research, healthcare industry, and basically almost anything we produce in Massachusetts. Because of the embargo, everything that Cuba has had to buy has to come from some other country. And so this whole new market opens up.
Schools next. How do you envision they might be linked? What's the interest on the part of Massachusetts colleges and universities?
There are a number of areas where I think that colleges and universities could collaborate. Everything from medical research to cultural exchanges to language exchanges. I mean, music, art, it's endless. Some of our colleges in Massachusetts already do have programs with Cuba, but I see that expanding. And I also see it more likely that more and more Cuban students will come to the United States. I think those kinds of exchanges, it eliminates the suspicions that we've had about one another for all these years. It encourages the kind of relationship that I think is good for moving forward. I think this opens up a way for more collaboration in that area.
And what about regular people not connected to business or schools? President Obama has, as we know, opened travel restrictions to Cuba, Logan Airport, increasing flights to Cuba. Have your constituents, have you had just regular people, your constituents tell you that they'd love to go to Cuba, see the country?
I have people come up to me all the time saying they'd like to just go to visit. And again, the president has relaxed a lot of the restrictions that currently exist, but there are still restrictions that remain. And I have a bill, along with Congressman Mark Sanford of South Carolina, to lift all those travel barriers. Look, the United States is known all around the world for being kind of the symbol of freedom. The only reason why Americans are restricted in any way to travel to Cuba has nothing to do with the Cubans. It has everything to do with the United States. Our government is the one that imposes restrictions. You know, I think Americans ought to be able to travel wherever they want to travel. And if people want to travel to Cuba to learn about the culture and the music, that's great. If they want to go on vacation, they should be able to do that as well. And again, I think the more interaction between U.S. citizens, average people, and the Cuban people, the more we will see political space open in Cuba. And as I said before, ultimately, the future of Cuba is going to be determined not by the United States Congress. It's going to be determined by the people who live on the island.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, who's in Cuba today as President Obama makes the first presidential visit to Cuba since 1928.